From Southern Illinois, it's Fishing in the Outdoors with Al Crocker.
This week, we're going to continue our visit with my grandson, Noah, my regular fishing buddy. We just had a little trip down to Rim Lake to fish with our buddy Jason Johns that you hear on here all the time. I'll be right back. Noah and I will update you on a little Rim Lake action.
Enjoy great dining, shopping, and of course, great hiking, biking, camping, fishing, hunting, and just plain good sightseeing at Carlisle Lake, Illinois' largest man-made lake. Have a great but safe time in Carlisle, Illinois. To learn more, log on to CarlisleLake.com.
Friends, where are you getting your bait and tackle for a day of fishing at the lake or river? For me, it's Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen. Hooks, carks, weights, rod and reels, live bait, along with the most popular lures for the white bass, crappie, and catfish. And now, some of those last-minute marine products you need. Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen, or henkelshookandarrow.com.
Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle has been a family-owned and operated business for over 35 years. Today, Huell's Oil covers about 15 counties for tank wagon fuel deliveries, all of Illinois for transport fuel deliveries, and from Indy to St. Louis and Dixon to Paducah when it comes to lubricants. Find them at 16320 Old Route 50 in Carlisle or call them at 618-594-2831. That's Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle.
No, I said we got a day that we could slip down and fish with our buddy Jason down at Rind Lake, and a pretty good time, huh?
Oh, yeah, always a good time when we can get down there with Jason. He's got it going on in Rind.
he does. He can move around and pretty much find him, and it wasn't the best day. I mean, it was a little damp and a little cold, but it didn't hinder us too much, did it?
No, not bad. He was still able to put us on some fish. seems like that lake is just full of them.
It stays pretty steady, doesn't it? I guess it gets better, but it's hard to imagine because it is a terrific crappie lake, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I always find it pretty unique how they handle that limit and how that handles and manages the fish.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It seems like catching the sharks. We're talking about the fish under 10 inches. It seems like sometimes they're harder to catch than the ones over, huh?
Yeah, that's an awesome problem to have.
And they vary. I mean, they have so many spots. Now you talk about fish attractors that they've put in and all of the stumps. And the structure, I mean, Rind Lake is just loaded with it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we tried in the matter of only a couple hours at least, you know, six different spots, and they were all really good-looking spots. Any given day, I could see you just hammering fish there.
And that was funny, too, wasn't it? They were on some, and they weren't on others.
Yeah. Jason was real good about you get there and it looks good and we can see them. That live scope is something. You can see when there's fish there and identify what type of fish all within a couple minutes. And if they don't hit, you know, just move to the next, find some more.
That's the big thing about the live scope. When guys use it all the time, they get really good at even being able to detect species of fish. And that makes all the difference in the world instead of sitting there trying to catch what could be, in some cases, are shad, are big balls of shad, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think back to the older sonar that we used to have, and you look down, and I wonder how many times we're just fishing the heck out of shad or fishing the wrong thing, you know?
That's exactly right. But there's one thing about Rind Lake, it is not a secret, is it? I mean, there are fishermen there every day.
Oh, yeah. Seems to be full. You know when they're going.
The sailboat operation there along the highway, always folks on that wall lined up. It looks like trout season down in Missouri. But and if you watch them, they're all catching fish, aren't they?
It seems like it every time I've seen them.
Gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain. A wise man once said, wherever you go, there you are. You don't have to go away to get away. It's all a state of mind. Can't you see? Can't you see? And with Smooth Bush Beer, the mountains are closer than you think. Isn't it time to head for the mountains? Please drink responsibly. Bush Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Distributed by Donewall Distributors, Greenville, Illinois.
Ramshauer's Farm Supply, your center for craftsmen in Milwaukee. Tools, lawn mowers, and even more than that, Ramshauer's offers Carhartt apparel and accessories, Bass Pro products, Muck, Rocky, and Wolverine boots, and more. If you'd like more information on what Ramshauer's Farm Supply has to offer, call them today at 618-533-4497. That's 533-4497 for Ramshauer's Farm Supply.